asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, it is time for the award-winning columnist, editor of the fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Peiser. Good morning, Gordy.
Good morning, Ange.
How are you, bud?
I'm doing good.
Good, good.
Actually, you know what? I'm doing great.
Yeah, excellent. That's what I want to hear. That's what I like to hear. Hey, were you, you've been keeping up with that big landslide on the Fraser River blocking the fish?
I have, yeah, for the past couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite the operation, man. Quite
yeah, and you know, the Fraser is, that hosts some of the, in fact, the biggest runs of the world, I believe, on sockeye.
Yeah, it is. So,
anyways, amazing.
We're hard at it, trying to keep everything balanced out there. So we'll see how we succeed. Let's talk about crappie fishing with you and Liam, shall we?
Well, let's do that. Let's talk about crappie, smallmouth, walleyes, and I've been here on Lake of the Woods. I came in 76. So what's that, 44 years. Mm-hmm. I have never seen the fish this far advanced in terms of the season. This is the most advanced I've ever seen them.
So you're talking advanced in terms of where they are up spawn wise, right? You're talking about these fish being well into post spawn as opposed to
spawn and post of the smallmouth. We were out this week. I never throw on bait. Guys just drive me crazy.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, it's ridiculous, and they beat them up. And but we were watching males and females on bait. We were watching them literally spawn. I have never seen smallmouth on beds at the end of May, and they're right. They're 100% bedding right now, and that's amazing. So we actually, Liam and I, we went out and tested, and I would really encourage folks. And I've talked about this for years on the walleye side of things. Always try to be the first in terms of that next little seasonal creep. And we went out and tested some July spots, and we caught walleyes on the areas we traditionally would move to around, you know, June 28th, 29th, the 1st of July, and fish are showing up there now.
Wow, it's funny you say that. We had Dr. Stephen Cook on the program earlier today, and he does all that great research at the Cook Lab in the Ottawa area on the Rideau, and he was saying the same thing, that they were out floating the spawning areas, bass spawning areas, and he felt that they were way advanced as well. And another observation he made, which is kind of cool, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, he noted that he is seeing less markings on the male that are male fish that are sitting on these beds. There's no indication that they're being interfered with during the spawn. So
I wish I could say the same here, Ange. The problem here, of course, with the lockdown and so many people with time on their hands and the bass coming in to spawn, and we saw beds that were vacant. And clearly guys have fished for them, wore them out, and they just said, you know, once they lose 15% of the eggs, they abandon the nest. And if guys are putting them in live wells, setting up cameras, taking, you know, people should go on internet, and when they see two guys holding two fish, it's a catch and immediate release. And that's not immediate release. It's against the regulation to put them in the live well. They've got to be released immediately. So anyway, we saw quite a few empty nests.
Do you say anything, Gord?
If I saw guys fishing them, I sure would. Liam and I fish for smallmouth at this time of year, but we don't throw on the beds. Only one-third of the males come in, so that means two-thirds of the males don't spawn. The females vacate, so you've got 90% if you go out and fish the points, the traditional bass spots. Why throw on a circular bed with a male protecting it in 4 feet of water? You can literally put the boat over it, and they'll eat anything you drop down there. You tell me the sport in that.
Well, there is no sport in that.
No,
it's a totally different ballgame altogether, isn't it?
And but the neat thing is they're doing it in early June. I think, Ange, we may have the potential for one of the best year classes we've seen in 20, 30 years. With this warm weather, they'll be off the beds, I think, by the third week of June. And many years will, when the season, the normal season opens for us July 1st, I think this year we will see all those fish off beds. Many years we see lingering bedding fish in the first week of July. I don't think that's going to be the case this year at all.
Well, there's
the
a positive.
Walleyes were shocking out in that deeper water.
Well, there's a positive. That's a positive from the pandemic. There you go.
Yeah.
You take your victories wherever you can get them, my friend.
You sure do.
All right, Gordy, I'll cut you loose. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Ange. Take care.
You too. Gord Peiser, the doc with Outdoor Canada Magazine. Go check him out, outdoorcanada.ca. That is it, Michael. We made it. We did not crash.
We made it.
Oh, my God.
It's easier.
On behalf of the entire Fishing Canada crew, Michael Mooring and Sarah Pollock and whoever else. Oh, Derek Brandeo. Whoever else wants to jump on board can do that. I'm Angelo Biola. Have a great weekend, folks. Talk to you next Saturday.